Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Orot HaTshuva Shel Maran HaRav Zatzal HaShi'ur Yimaser Leilui Nishmat Marat Esther Bat Rav Shmuel Lerfuat Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora Lerfuat Yocheved Fege Bat Michal Yehudit Batya ורפואת חיה חנה בת אורנה אדל ורפואת רות ויקטוריה בת תהילה רובידה ולזכות נחגית בת מרת רחל אסתר ברוכה יוצאת חלציה מרת מירי בריינדר בת גולדה ברוכה יוצאת חלציה כל הנלווים אליה מרת במדעי בת מרחי דינה ברכה והצלחה ברוכה מעשי ידיה ברוכה יוצאת חלציה בזכות מושי בן פשטין וריינסור ומושה מרדכי ואנחנו נתחיל פרק ט' פסקה ט' says the Rav כל חטא נובע מפגם ביכולת בנפש האדם. קודם כל נקריא את הקטע ואחר כך בעזרת השם נסביר. נחלשה הנפש ואינה יכולה לעמוד נגד נטיית הרע שבה. חסרון יכולת זו בצאתו על הפועל מחליש הוא את כוח הרצון של הטוב, וחלישות הרצון מחוללת חלישות הידיעה והכרת טוב ומטשטשת. התשובה באה אחר הבינה כשמגבירים את הכרת הטוב, הבא בשלמותה קם עם הכרת הרע. הרע מבחין את הטוב. כשעומק הרע נעשה ידוע ברעתו, מפיק יותר עומק הטוב בטובו. ברמה שידיעת הטוב מתבררת, והפגם שגרם החטא להחשיך לידיעה, הולך לו על ידי השבת הרצון נטיית הנפש על הטוב, מתעוררת על ידי הכרה, גם כן הנטייה לבסס את רצון הטוב ולהציל גם אותו מפגמו של החטא. הנפש המשלחה מקבלת את הטובה, וזה להעמיד את נפילתה ולתקן את יכולתה, תהיה במלואה אותו יכולת לטוב, ועל ידי זה נעשית הבחירה חופשית באמת, ושיקול הטוב נשקל לו בין מפריע ומעלה כוח המשך רוחני שיש בכל נפש למשך על הטוב, יכול להגביר את ההכרעת הטוב ולהעמיד את סדרי החיים של היחיד והציבור כולם על המרכז של הטוב הגמור שמילתו האחרונה היא אור השם. הרב כותב שהידיעה הברורה מחוללת את הרצון. זה בדברי הרב באורות הקודש בחלק ג' בעמוד פי זין. Clear knowledge creates, generates, engenders will. גבורת הרצון מחוללת את היכולת. The power of will creates ability. למדנו מזה שהידיעה הרצון והיכולת הינם תמיד אחוזים יחד. So we learn from this that idea, knowing, knowledge, clear perception, clear understanding, and רצון, and will, because the clear understanding is מחולל רצון. And the רצון is מחולל היכולת, that creates the will, creates the ability, the capacity. So idea, רצון, and יכולת always go together. הווה אומר, ידיעת הטוב מגבירה את הרצון לטוב. Knowing good strengthens the will to do good, and the will to do good strengthens the capacity to do good. And it also works the opposite. The capacity to do good strengthens the will to do good, and the will to do good strengthens the knowledge of good. However, when one's ability is weakened, memela the rotzoin is also weakened, and then Rachmana Litzlan, the yidia is weakened. Therefore, matchil po arav, kol chet novea mipgam biyicholet benefesh adam. Every sin flows from a blemish in the ability of the soul of man. It is true that God gave us a pure soul, Neshama, shenasata v'tahayrahi. However, it is not, it is prevented from being revealed in all of its otzma, with all of its power. And why is that? Because nechleshet nechlesha anefesh. Because the soul is weakened and it cannot stand against the netiat, the einai yichol amod neged netiat hara. So we have a pagam in the yicholas, and this pagam in the yicholas weakens the soul, and then it can't stand against, it can't withstand the inclination of ra. Because we said that the yicholas, a person's yicholas, is what empowers him if he has a strong ability. So that is what makes him do good. But if his ability is weakened, then he ends up doing bad. Because again, ability, yicholas, is related to ratzon and yidia. Chesron yicholet zeh b'tzeito al hapoal. This lack of ability to do good, when it is actualized, when before, a person does evil, this makes waves backwards. Because what happens? Machlishu at koch haratzon shel hatov. When you have a lack of yicholes, as we said before, when you have a lack of ability, so when this lack of ability is actualized and he does ra, so that weakens his koch haratzon. V'chalishut haratzon, and this weakening of one's will, of one's desire, micholelet, generates chalishut ha'idia, the weakening of one's knowledge, of one's understanding, v'akarat ha'tov mitashteshet, and the recognition of good is blurred, is fuzzy. So we see that the pagam b'yicholes b'nefesh ha'adam, when a person has a lack of ability, that's machlish the koch ha'ratzon shel ha'tov, that weakens the power of good, of the koch ha'ratzon of good, power of the will to do good, and that causes a chalisha seyadi, and then he doesn't even see the clarity what's right and wrong. That's what happens when people are involved in ra. So after a while, they don't even see what's wrong with it. They just think this is normal, because their koyach, not only of ratzon to do good, is nifgam, is blemished, but their capacity to understand, to perceive, is also nifgam, is also blemished. And how then can a person fix what he has corrupted? The corruption started from the pagam b'yicholet b'nefesh ha'adam, but the tikkun starts from das, as we see in the Gemara, in the rough quotes, ha'tshuva ba'achar ha'bina. Tshuva comes after bina. Megillah 17b. Why is the bracha of ha'roitze b'tshuva? Tshuva bracha after the bracha of Atachoyin Eladim Da'asim Olam Elenosh Bina. And the answer is, because it says in the pasuk, Levavo Yavin first Bina, and then Veshav, and then Tshuva. So Tshuva comes after Bina. Kuchol Shadam Yavin, the more you understand, the more you want, and the more you want, the more you can. What was a famous politician's slogan? Yes, we can. So if you have bina, if you have this understanding, that understanding will make you of good, the importance of good, will make you want to do good more, and that will in turn give you the capacity to do more good. However, the Rav emphasizes that this will be done kishem magbirim et hakarat hatov. When you strengthen the recognition of good, haba'a b'shleimuta gam im hakarat hara, that comes the shleimus of hakoras hatov, of recognizing the good, comes together with hakoras hara, with recognizing evil. L'kro le'yelad b'shmo, understand that this is evil. Very important to recognize good and recognize what's evil. Since hara mavchin et hatov, זה ציטוט מספר היצירה המיוחס לאברהם אבינו, ספר יצירה וו בית. The evil distinguishes the good. הידי הכרת הטוב, by recognizing evil, you can come to recognize the good. Meaning, כשעומק הרע נעשה ידוע ברעתו, when the depths of evil becomes known in its evil, מבהיק יותר עומק הטוב בטובו. So the depths of good shine more. The more you see evil, the more you see good. And that's what it says in the verse in Ecclesiastes. I learned how to say Ecclesiastes from a quote from the Cain Mutiny, the book Cain Mutiny by Herman Wouk, Zichron of the Bracha. So I remember he quoted at the beginning of one of the chapters, Ecclesiastes, and I wasn't familiar with that term as a teenager. Anyway, it says in Koheles 2:13, V'ra'iti ani sheyesh yitron לחוכמה מן השכלות, כי יתרון האור מן החושך. I see that there is an advantage of wisdom over foolishness, like the advantage of light over darkness. Because, as the Maharal writes in the Sefer HaNetzach, כל הדברים נקנה הידיעה בהם מן ההפך. Everything, ידיעה, is acquired from the opposite. זה אין הכל אור ניכר, אלא מתוך החושך. The light is only recognized from the darkness. That is a quote from the Magid Meisharim of Rabbi Yosef Karo. אבל זה מושג ידוע במחשבת היהדות. בכל מה שידיעת הטוב מתבררת, והפגם שגרם החטא להחשיך את הידיעה הולך לו על ידי השבת הרצון ונטיית הנפש על הטוב, שכן, כפי שאמרנו קודם לכן, הבנת הטוב מחזקת את הרצון. As more as the idea satoid is misbarer, the knowing of the knowledge, the understanding of good becomes more clear, and the pagam, the blemish that was caused by the sin, is machshich the idea. Holech lo, goes away, ha'adei ha'shabat ha'ratzon, mutiyat ha'nefesh al ha'tov, by the restoring of the will and the inclination of the soul to good, because as we said, recognizing good strengthens the rotzoin, and then weiter, it also strengthens the power, the ability, the capacity in one's soul, the yicholes. So that's the three things that go together. It's very important to remember. You know, they have today, it's very popular, coaching. I think the best coaching book I ever read are like Riff Cook's Svarim. They just have such incredible insight into how to live a successful life, to accomplish what you want to accomplish, what you're intended to accomplish. Amazing. So here we have this yisod that you have to recognize the evil. Recognizing that is going to restore your rotzon to do good. You recognize the good and the evil, and then you have more of a will to do good, and then you will have the capacity to do good. And then מתעוררת על ידי הכרה גם כן נטייה לבשם את רצון הטוב ולהציל גם אותו מפגם של חטא. The person doesn't only want to erase the sins of the past, but he wants to build within himself a pure and strong will. To establish the רצון הטוב and save it from the פגם of חטא. והנפש אשר נחלשה, and the soul that was weakened and was pogum and was blemished and was impeded in its ability, now after a person does tshuva, mekabelet et tshuva b'zeh la'amid et nefilata l'taken et yicholta, receives its good to stand up from its fall and to fix its ability. Shtiyah b'mlo'a, that will be complete. B'tol yicholet l'tov, as a capacity to do good. So if you're mechazik your das, and you're mechazik your rotz, and you're mechazik your yicholet shebenefesh, your ability in the soul. ועל ידי זה נעשה את הבחירה חופשית באמת, and then you have true free will. Because if you're lacking das and you have a weak will and the netiyah is toward ra, so then you don't really have bechira chofshis. What did Rabbi Yehuda Levi say in his famous poem? I love this poem. Avdei Zman Avdei Avadim Hem, Eved Hashem, Hu Levad Chofshi. He made a song out of it. עבדי הזמן הם עבדי עבדים, עבד השם הוא לבד או חופשי. על כן בבקש כל אנוש חלקו, חלקי השם אמרה נפשי. And therefore when a person wants his chelik, his portion, my portion is God, my soul said. So in other words, what's this saying? The only true person is an Eved Hashem. Sin limits a person's Bechira Chavshis. Like it says in the Gemara in Mesechet Brochus, and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol HaMarpe Atzmo B'Divrei Torah, Ein Bo Koach La'amod B'Yom Tzara. Anybody who weakens himself from Divrei Torah has no Koach to stand at a time, at a day of Tzara. Isra Pisa B'Yom Tzara Tzar Kochacha. That if you're weak, Isra Pisa, and what's going to happen? B'yom tzor, on a day of tzor, you're not going to have koyach. It's a pasuk in Mishlei 24:10. And similarly, right, so that's what you have to be strong in Torah. Otherwise, you don't have bechira, proper bechira chofshis. So a lot of times, kids go off the derech, l'alein rachmanu l'tzlan. So as they go more and more off the derech, they lose more and more bechira because they're distanced from Torah and the light is sealed off from them and they don't have a ratzon, they don't have a yediyah, and they're just finished. I mean, they're not finished. Chasom, there's always hope. But that's how people get deeper and deeper into a hole. Dome lekach, Rama masbir b'moreh nevuchim b'perek aleph b'chelek aleph b'perek bet, that before the sin, Adam Rishon was a baal b'chira chofshis b'emes, and then afterwards he had a pagam, and nifgama nafshay, and then he didn't have the same kochos that he had before. When you're pure, you have bechira. When you're not, then that's the idea of avera goreres avera, that you just lose your, a person loses his capacity to do good. The Rav writes in a letter in the Igrot HaRa'aya in Chelek Aleph Amud Kuf Ayin, כן ידידי, הנני מבין הרבה את דאבון לבבו, אבל אם יחשוב כבוד תורתו כרוב המון הלומדים, שרוי בזמן הזה לעזוב, להפקר את אתם הבנים, אשר שרו מדרכי התורה והאמונה, על ידי זרם הזמן הסוער, הנני אומר בפה מלא, שלא זו הדרך אשר חפץ בה, השם חפץ בה. שם שכתבו התוסות בסנהדרין, דיבור המתחיל חשוד, יש סברה לומר, שלא ייפסל חשוד על הראיות לעדות, משום דחשיב כמו אנוס, אונס. משום דייצרו תוקפו. So you hear what the Rav is saying? This Rav, this famous Rav, this Talmud Chacham wanted to just leave those sinners. Mafkir them, forget it. Bevchinas haliteu l'rosha v'yamois. Let them just go do their sins and whatever will be, will be. But the Rav says, chas v'shalom. It says in the, we can't let them be, we have to be machzir them b'tshuva shleima. It says in Tesis in Sanhedrin 26b that there's a svara that a person who's choshed on arayos is not going to be pasul eidus. Why? Because when it comes to arayos, he's like an oines, because his yetzer is as shtark. He has such a strong yetzer, he can't withstand it, so he's kamoi oines. So let's view them as oines. So you see that there's a tzad to say the people today are together einsim. Wow, that's a limud zchus. Not for us to do averus, but for those who are already doing them. In relationship to the words of Rav Nachman, that a choshud al arayos is kosher leidus b'sanhedrin chovav amud beis, frek tosfos tema. Why is this any different than a person who is eating nevelos l'teyavon, when he's eating unkosher food just because he likes it? And ploni ravani l'ritzoni, that I was engaged in mishkav zachar willingly, and such people are pasul eidus. So why is a choshed al arayos kosher leidus? So Tosfos is metaretz two terutzim, and the second teretz writes Tosfos, hacha mishum di yitzro tokpo velodami l'nevela v'gam l'reviyah delaka yitzro tokpo kol kach kamo be'erva. Wow. So he says that here, there's a special yitzchot tog for when it says ploni of ani. So it's ploni who's doing the maisa, and this person's just being passive. So there's not such a yeter for that. And when it's oichel nevelus l'teyavon, it's nishta azak loisa yeter. You can have unkosher meat, you can have kosher meat. You say, I've never eaten unkosher meat before. But I'm guessing it doesn't taste that much better. But arayos zaktosis yitzchot tog for. That's very, very stark yeter. הוא ממשיך הרב וכותב באותה איגרת, וחי גבנה שכותב כן תוספות בגיטין, ודף ממעלף עמוד ב', שכיוון שהשפחה משדלתם, לזנות חשיבי כאונסין. Wow! We see this, that a shifcha is משדל people for znus, it's like their oinus. So you see this notion here, that znus, that sexual relations, are forbidden ones, are such a stark yetzahara, a person could be considered onus. This is not the... You know, the modern psychology. This is Tosfos. This is the real deal. Tosfos and Gidna, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dibur Maskul Koifin, bring a case where they force the master to free his shivcha, who is a chetzi shivcha, chetzi bas chorin. So, Frek Tosfos, how did they tell the Adam to be mshachar the shivcha, and they'll be over on a sin? Which you're not allowed to do. I know the melad mechek yeshis kachavircha. It's usher to be mshachar an eved or a shivcha. So how do they do so? So answers Tosfos. Because they treated her in a very loose way. They were engaged in the very inappropriate behavior with her. Since she would seek them out and she would seduce them, they're like honest. So the Rav concludes and he writes, so is the evil shivcha of the flow of our time. So there's a lot of shlita that the Rav was talking here 100 years ago, but we're talking today in the year 2021. It's a shreklicha noiradika matzif of yetzer hara, of people being addicted to phones and to computers and to watching things that they shouldn't be watching and doing things they shouldn't be doing, and all the various addictions with alcohol and drugs and gambling and a lot of different addictions going around. So it's a terrible, terrible matzav where a lot of people, again, not for us, we're not allowed to do averes lechatchila, but those who are already in it, so we can be melamed tzchus on them that they're, as the Rav writes, hem oinsim gemurim b'chalila nadun oinis karotzan al ken yesh mikol eila achris v'tikva. So if they were doing it on purpose and they had evil intentions, mela, but they don't have any choice anymore. We live in such a crazy world. So back here, the Rav says that after a person's mevarer es hadas, meshivet haratzon letov u'mechazeket hayacholet shebenefesh. So he's mevarer his das, he clarifies what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's evil. And then he restores his ratzon for good. And then he's mechazek his yacholet shebenefesh. And then he has true bechira chofshis, v'shikul hatov nishkalu be'ein mafriya. And then he can weigh good without anything bothering him, without anything stopping him. So when you look in front of you, you see ra and you see tov, what are you going to choose? Of course you're going to choose tov. What are you going to choose? Choose the healthy food? You're going to choose the vegetables? You're going to choose the poison? Why are you going to choose the vegetables? When me'la kocha moshech ruchani sheish pochol nefesh l'mashech el ha'tov, and me'la, the magnetic spiritual pull that we have in every soul, to be drawn to the good, as the pasuk says, "Asher asat Elokim et Adam yashar, v'hema bikshu chishvonot rabim." Pasuk beKohelet Zayin Chavtet. God created man straight. We just went after our yetzer, so we have to go back to our more primordial, more primal yashrus, our inclination towards doing good. V'neshama shanasat v'itahoyrahi, puelu lagbir et hacharat hatov v'ladmid et sedrei hachayim. So after a person is drawn back to good, so that makes the tov, the more powerful force, and then it establishes the order of life of the individual and of the community. On the foundation, it is all centered around complete good, and there are many levels of good, but the final word of good is all Hashem, the light of Hashem. The untush teshura, as they say in Spanish, the bottom line is that the sin and the netiyas hanefesh l'ra we have to fix by being in mevarer the das, by clarifying what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's evil, and in addition, that will in turn be mechazik the rotzayin, which will make the yecholes empowered as well, the ability. This was a great shtickle. Of course, I'm not saying that shmua zu na v'shmua zu eina na. The Gemara says you're not allowed to say that every shtickle is beautiful. But when you're learning it, it's like eating a good meal. You're not enjoying the meal that you ate last week. Right now you're enjoying this meal, so you think this is great. But last week when you learn, the next week when you need the next meal, hopefully you won't wait a week between meals, but you get my point. Whenever you eat, you enjoy that moment. This was a really incredibly uplifting and enlightening and eye-opening piece of Torah from Moran Rav. And we should be zelchem mitzvah shanti, mechazik the das, mechazik the rotzayim, and mechazik the yecholos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.